Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Mr. Mike Van Dalken. He is the head of research for Ascendant Markets. Very good morning to you, Mike. Now, we're of sort of an older generation, and we've seen so much before in the financial markets. Has everyone been caught out by this latest move south?
I think a little bit, yes. I mean, there had been a big fear amongst many that the markets were moving too far on complacency. And that almost came from second guessing, even third guessing, the central banks about them constantly coming up with hawkish tones to keep us on our toes, but ultimately leaving things as is. And I mean, I guess we can still almost say that, well, another rate hike next month for the Fed, it's a second in 9-10 months. We're only up to, you know, 0.5% or so. Do we really need to be that worried? And while others are doing the exact opposite. Although it's interesting, the slightly more positive tone that Mark Carney took last week at the Bank of England suggests, you know, perhaps he wasn't so hot on adding to the stimulus that he rushed in with, and he credited much of the Brexit rebound, if you like, with his swift action.
Okay, without further ado, you've sent six slides over. Let's have a quick whiz through these. Let's kick off with the Wall Street cash. 5-minute chart. I've never seen you do a 5-minute chart before, but
yeah,
am I out of touch?
I'll be honest, that chart was possibly sent over an error. I only sent four overs, but right. If we have six, this is me looking at potential bottom there for Wall Street. So we had the sharp sell-off on Friday. We took another leg lower overnight, as I think markets digested the fact that Hillary Clinton had cancelled those events over on the West Coast today. Big questions about her health and whether there's anything graver in the background that's not being divulged, whether she's in fact fit to be the Democratic nominee into the presidential election. It's only 2 months away. Does it mean that the number two has to come in? Does that mean Bernie Sanders? It's already a tenuous race at the best of times. You know, this just adds to monetary policy risk. This just adds another layer of political event risk. But we'll be looking there for a break either higher or lower. It's a nice sideways range for the most of the overnight session in Asia. But obviously a break higher could be a sign of a rebound. A break lower could mean we've got further to go.
Understood. Let's move on to the next slide, FTSE Cash Daily. Where's your downside target here, if you want?
We're looking there at potentially, you know, a breakdown from a bearish double top. I mean, the downside's only to around 6,600, which doesn't look huge in the context of this chart, bearing in mind where we came from post-Brexit and indeed back in February. But it does mean that the level around 6.6 would need to hold up if we're to resume the uptrend. And if the jitters get any worse, you know, you could be back to, was that just above 6.4, 6.420, I think that is. You know, let's not forget, we come back from, what, 5,700. It's been a hell of a rally and very sharp. And as we saw over, I think, the most of the summer, we've had the S&P has neither moved higher or lower than about 1% a day.
Yep.
Friday was the first time we came out of that range. Was that the sign of complacency? Was that the sign of, I mean, summer's always a bit of a quiet time, but was Friday's events and indeed the weekend what we needed to kick us out of it and realise that actually, is this built on sand or is it solid? And I think markets are pricing in a bit of uncertainty. They want a bit more clarity on many a front, it would seem.
Okay, let's move on to the next slide. What is this telling us?
That was the same one again. If we move straight on to the next.
Okay. Oil.
There we go. Oil, very sharp sell-off on Friday, having had a very sharp rebound on those positive US stockpiles. So we saw the big drawdown, but that was basically oil being taken out of Cushing and stored in preparation for potential hurricanes and the likes and not wanting to disrupt too much. That was given up in total, really, on those Fed jitters and the hawkish talk from Rosengren, and then the realisation that Brainard would be speaking today, and she's very much a dove. But if she comes out with anything slightly more hawkish than normal, it would imply that she's being kind of ushered that way on behalf of the Fed chair, and trying to get more of the committee singing from the same hymn sheet, prepping the markets for a potential move next week of a hike.
Understood. Let's move on to copper.
Break to the downside.
Yep.
Not really what we want to see. Although there are some talking about whether we should be really looking at copper in terms of global growth and China as much as we used to. And I think the next chart looks at maybe another potential commodity that we should perhaps look at instead of copper, which are things like aluminium and nickel and things like that. Yes, copper is hugely used in electronics and the demand for those goods we need, but is it quite the barometer that it used to be? So it may be worth looking at some of the other commodities. In fact, this one suggests that there could be a little bit more downside, not a huge amount, but we could go back to 1550. Perhaps we need to broaden our horizons in terms of the commodities we look at if we're looking at signs of, you know, global growth and investor worries.
So do you think this is a market top to wrap up?
I think there's potential for the correction to go a bit further, but I see I see the cycle just resuming, that we go out, actually, no, there is no, there might not even be a rate hike next week, in which case the markets will just jump on the fact that, oh, we're not going to get anything for the election.
Yep.
The election does represent a bit more risk than it did last week, but then people say, oh, actually, December's still too close. I mean, I still think that we could be looking at March next year before the 1st, if you want to look at the political event risk and the schedule of events that have got to get through. And indeed, you know, the Fed doesn't want to mess the party up either.
Yep. Okay, Mike Van Dalken, Head of Research for Sender Markets. Thank you very much for your time. Right, let's take a very quick break and then welcome back Mr. Clem Chambers, the founder and CEO of ADVFN. And then we'll go into a video. Mark the Couch, the horse racing expert, giving his tip of the day. That'll wrap up the 10 a.m. show. 1 o'clock today, we've got James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst with GKFX, and Tony Cross from Monk Communications. We've got Ben Harrington doing his weekly M&A review. We've got single stock and major market review with Zach's technicals, and hopefully we'll be able to fit in there a interview with Mr. Richard Keys from BeIn Sports. Thank you.